Welcome to episode 434. Have you given up on your health goals? It doesn't take long for people to totally abandon their weight loss goals, their gut health goals, their fitness goals, or of course the most common goal to give up on, a New Year's resolution. If you've abandoned any of your health goals recently or just kind of forgot about them because the busyness of the year or life just kind of washed over you like a 200-foot tsunami, then listen to this episode for a kick up the butt and a new strategy to get yourself moving forward. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? Welcome back to another Coaching with Maddie episode where I try and get to the point quickly in talking about topics that pop up with my clients a lot or questions that I get asked on social media repeatedly. So we try and do that on these episodes. And before we get into the nuts and bolts and the juice and the sauce, it's my mission to coach 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And we do it without calorie counting, embarrassing weigh-ins, or a forbidden food list. And by real weight loss, I mean, we go much deeper than just burning body fat so that you can finally stop self-sabotaging and so you don't end up overweight again in just a few months. So if that resonates, scroll down, click the link, let's have a conversation. Now, what I want to talk to you about is redefining or resetting some goals. So it can be really easy to be overwhelmed with life and forget about stuff and everybody else's needs come first, which might be a part of the self-sabotage cycle or health goals that you've got to start putting yourself first. But the point is that life happens. Things happen. We've been stuck in patterns for a long time. So breaking those and changing those really is difficult. And one of the things that happens when we set goals is that if we're not given a sort of a strategy or a particular framework to make those goals realistic, and I know that doesn't sound sexy because whenever somebody talks about a career goal or an income goal or a business goal or a life goal, they, you know, sort of fill you with hot air and you start thinking, oh my God, anything is possible. I could do and be anything. And then you remember that you're 5'3", you're 50 years old, and the MBA is probably not on your list of achievements that's going to come in the future, right? So my point is that we have to be realistic because as sexy as it is not, the reality is that we need to be in the context of our own life because one of the big failings of goal setting is dreaming too big. And I know probably all the people that raise their kids telling them they could be anything are going to get triggered right now. We can't be anything. Sorry, newsflash, we can't be anything. We can't be everything, but we can do a lot, right? And as long as we focus and commit and do all of the things necessary to achieve anything, a lot is possible, especially with your help, right? So the important thing is that we need to make goals, set goals in a framework or an idea that sets us up to be a few steps away from our reality, in our reality now, and then achieve a goal that is a few steps from our current reality. If we go too big, it's overwhelming, it's intimidating, all of that kind of stuff, and we don't actually achieve it because we also don't believe we're worthy of it, deserving of it, or able to actually achieve it because maybe nobody around us has achieved it, or we don't see ourselves as a person that's capable of so much that is different to where we are now, right? And I recorded an episode recently, which kind of plays into what I'm talking about here, episode 432. And that's specifically about self-sabotage. So I recommend if you give up goals all the time after you finish here, head back there. So the first step is we need to set more realistic goals so that we are not giving up on them because it's easy to give up on an enormous goal because we don't understand it, basically. We can't relate to it. We're not inspired by it because we can't imagine ourselves being that person. Also, a lot of those goals come from societal projection of how we think we're meant to be or how we think other people think that we should be. You know, somebody that's fat might actually love being fat and they might just want to be fat. That's awesome. But they're actually trying to go on diets and force themselves to do all these things they don't want to do because of partners or, you know, other people around them, social circles, family, whatever, judging them or commenting on them. And the truth is for them that they have no interest in getting healthy. That's okay. If that's you, you do you, right? But most of the people listening to this, I'm guessing, one, don't want to be fat. But two, actually want to live in a body and a life that they actually feel good in, feel successful in, feel capable in, all of the things, fulfilled, purpose, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to make better goals. The second step is that when you fall off the bandwagon, that should not function as a way of which you give yourself permission to abandon everything that might have ever been good in the world. Okay? Shit happens. Life happens. You need to be able to self-coach to remind yourself shit happens. And you don't need to wait till Monday to start again, or you don't need to wait until whenever to start again, right? You wake up tomorrow morning and you start again, no matter how shit yesterday was, no matter what's going on right now. Equally, a lot of people who haven't done deeper work on their self-sabotage cycles or emotional binge and overeating work and all the emotional triggers or behavioral psychology going on there will use a lot of negative situations or stretched or stressful or tense situations as an excuse to be able to access foods and, you know, lifestyle choices that are not optimal, with the excuse that, oh, well, this saves money, or the excuse that, oh, you know, I don't have to do it because I'm at this event, or whatever the excuse is, right? And I have been guilty of this. This is something that I am perpetually working on. And the reason I know how to do a lot of this work is because I've come a huge way in my life across my own eating journey and health journey from being someone that just eats anything and everything all of the time to, you know, look after my emotions and support myself in a way that's not healthy at all, but pushes down all the trauma and pain and suffering and darkness. So I totally understand this dilemma, which is why I can speak to them, you know, making all these excuses that mean that we go towards foods and sugar and fast food and convenience and not having to cook and all of that kind of stuff, right? So we have to coach ourselves to not use every slight deviation off the perfect life path as an excuse to nurture, love, punish, whatever ourselves with food, with not going to the gym, all of that kind of stuff. And this is where another idea comes in, which is that not all thoughts are trustworthy. We can think good things and we can think bad things, right? If you think about a kid getting run over by a car, that's a bad thought, right? We all know that. That's not a good thought. But if we also think on the other end of the spectrum of, you know, what, butterflies flying in the forest whilst magical music is playing, that's a beautiful thought, right? Just the same with thoughts about yourself. You can have good thoughts and bad thoughts, which doesn't mean they're either of them are true, right? So when thoughts pop in, which are inviting you to use an excuse or to get out of a situation that might be a bit uncomfortable, even though it's actually good for you, remember, not all thoughts are trustworthy, okay? We have to actually take ownership and override some of those thought patterns, which is not just gritting it and white-knuckling it using willpower. You have to actually understand how to navigate those internal parts of you, because all of us are perpetually stuck in a 2, 4, 6, 8 person tennis match of do it, don't do it, do it, don't do it, do it, don't do it in our head. So until you're able to actually understand the parts, understand their role in how they function in your life, you're not going to be able to shut all of those voices up at once to override them. Okay. So you need to do the work to be able to understand them all, put them all in their place, and then be able to move forward with the right adult decision, despite the discomfort, despite the stories, despite the self-sabotage patterns that are showing up. Okay. So, and then the third thing that I wanted to mention was sit down and write these goals out, put them somewhere you can see them. Okay. You might not have done that the first time. And if you did, it might just be replacing those, but we want our goals to be in front of our face. It's easy to forget because just like you forgot the last time, which is why you're listening to this podcast, life happens. So we need to put them somewhere visible. And I would actually say not the back of your phone, right? Like not on your phone, because we look at our phones so often that we go into autopilot really quickly. So we want them somewhere where we're actually going to read them most days. And I think the bathroom mirror is actually a really good place. And obviously, if you've got another house member, family member, partner, whatever, that has something to say about that, sit them down, have a real conversation that this is what you need to do in order to be able to stay focused, and you need their support as well. Okay. So remember, if you have abandoned your goals, we want to stop. Start looking at realistic goals. We want to move a couple of steps in front. Second thing is to be aware of our self-sabotage patterns and cycles and different things that pop up. We want to be able to overwrite them because not all thoughts are trustworthy, right? And we want to write those goals down and put them somewhere visible. Remember, realistic goals, learning how to override our goals and compartmentalize all the stories that come up, and not using those things as an excuse to just totally abandon things. Oh yeah, something else was obviously that we start again tomorrow. We start every day. And falling off the bandwagon doesn't mean you're a piece of shit, okay? It might feel shit at the time, and you might feel like you've let yourself down. That's all right. Give yourself a hug. Give yourself what you need. That's ideally not food. Give yourself a pat on the back and say, hey, it's okay. You know, it's okay to hold yourself to a standard, but then also shift into nurture when things don't go right. That's arguably what we should be doing as parents and people that lead, right? We hold people to a high standard, but when shit falls apart, we don't beat them over the head with the high standard. We move into nurture and analysis. Are you okay? What went wrong? What can we do better next time? And then we build back up, hold ourselves to a high standard. Then when it falls apart, we move into nurture. Okay. So that's what I've got to say today. Basically, the take-home message here is progress, not perfection. Okay. Because when we enforce perfection on ourselves, that's just a recipe for failure. Absolutely, in every area of life. So progress, and don't stop making it. And if you fall off the bandwagon today and you stop making progress, start again tomorrow. There's nobody released anything that said health starts on Monday, ever. And sometimes Monday is actually far more difficult to achieve statistically and scientifically speaking, according to studies. Anyway, set your new goals, be real, be coachable, override the bullshit stories that are untrustworthy, and move forward in a realistic fashion towards the person you want to be. All right, I'll see you on the next episode. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast. Simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mentioned in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube shorts, quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it, and also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community.